Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meridian Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, we chatted about this a little bit before we started recording. The emerald ash borer, I have no knowledge about it, and I'm intrigued to know what it's all about.
Well, the emerald ash borer has been on all probably Extension Ag agents' radar for several years now, just anticipating their arrival because we knew that it was going to come. And this emerald ash borer has came down from the north out of Canada through Michigan, and it started in the early 2000s. And the first emerald ash borer that was sighted in Kansas was in Wyandotte County in 2012. And it has been identified in 24 states, and it looks like in Kansas, 16 counties in the northeast corner of Kansas have identified emerald ash borers living in the ash trees in these counties. And I actually got a call. I've had several calls over the years, people thinking that they had them, and then I go out and look, and that isn't what they have. And I went out to a gentleman's property last week, and he actually caught one. And guess what? He has emerald ash borer. And so I knew that I was going to have to report that. But then when I went to the Kansas Forest Service's website to do that, it has already been identified in Linn County, and it actually was just identified in 2025. Some of the other counties in the listing area would be Franklin, Osage, Miami, and Douglas County all have identified them in their counties. And this beetle comes from Russia and Northeast Asia, gets here through packing materials, and they definitely do a number on our North American ash species. And so any ash trees are very susceptible to this, and so far 70 million ash trees have already been destroyed due to this. And there are 9 billion North American ash trees that will eventually be, you know, taken out. And so the adults we're starting to see now, they'll be made August, and they how you can identify if you have an emerald ash borer. They will begin doing S-shaped tunnels or galleries under the bark from July to October, and then they are going to create bore holes in your trees that are going to be the exit holes in May to June, and they are going to be D-shaped, about the size of a pencil head, and the D or half circle is an easy way to identify this. What does the emerald ash borer look like? Well, the name kind of says it all. It is emerald in color. It is shiny. It is metallic. And they will have a purple to reddish copper-colored abdomen. And it's going to be about half an inch long and eighth of an inch wide. But they are very, very easily identified. The color is definitely a giveaway on that. And so the things that you'll start to see if you have emerald ash borer is that the canopy is going to start to die back, especially if you have the ash trees, because that's what they're attacking. And the thinning of the crown will begin to occur, and then the tree will be bare if it's heavily infested. You'll also see some sprouts growing from the roots and the trunk of the tree, and the leaves will be larger than normal. And this is just a sign of stress on the tree. You might see more woodpecker activity, and these are going to create larger holes because they're going after the insect. The bark is going to start splitting. There's going to be vertical breaks in the bark due to callus tissue formation, and then if you pull that away, you should be able to see the galleries, and then, like I said, the D-shape exit holes. And so as these emerald ash borers are traveling into our communities and moving south, what can we do as homeowners to do this? And Unfortunately, there's not much that we can do once the emerald ash borer starts getting here. But what we can start to do is learn the signs that I've talked about earlier. Don't bring firewood from other states or infested counties. Use as much local as you can. Planting new ash trees is probably not a great idea because they are going to be very susceptible and eventually will die back down to this. And so I thought this was a very timely topic since I have actually now seen my first in-person emerald ash borer. It was in the northern section of Linn County, and so I look for it to continue traveling south. But we have had slow spread of these because of good practices of firewood, keeping things contained as much as possible. Like I said earlier, it was first identified in Wyandotte County in 2012, Johnson in 2013, Leavenworth 2014, Douglas 2015, Jefferson 2015. So it's been a slow, we added a county here and there. From 2019 to 2022, we didn't have any new ones. But then last year we had two, and this year we have the one. And so it is something that's making its way south. It's easily identified by the D-shaped holes. And also, if you can see the actual emerald ash borer in the adult stage, it is, like I said, very easily identified as its metallic emerald green color. It's a very pretty insect, but does a lot of damage. And so if you've got ash trees on your property, you might want to keep an eye on those. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that you can do to prevent the emerald ash borers, but removal of the ash trees on your property. If you have any other questions or think that maybe you have it, you're welcome to call our offices. The Mound City office number is 913-795-2829, or the Paola office is 913-294-4306. Or feel free to call your local extension office or visit the kansasforests.org. And they have a whole page dedicated just to the emerald ash borer with more information for you.
Sounds like a tough little bug. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.